or CEF Mobile.
TFW Mobile, happy Friday.
I'm definitely ready for it. I'm ready for next week, get 4 to 3 days off.
Somewhere? Or is it just a holiday? Not from us, but I think it's supposed to be raining.
On a day off, a rainy day off, still better than a rainy day at work. End of the day.
The plants, they're the ones that I just planted. Because they're always supposed to rain and everything, and now it's, heck, that rain ain't, is all the way back in Louisiana.
Hopefully the weatherman's not going to get it wrong. I mean, can't happen.
And Ross is stepping outside and calling it herself.
Rock's detail.
The more sophisticated they get, the more computerized they get, the worse they are at predicting.
That way, because they keep coming out all these different computer models and everything else they've got. Still can't just predict what time it's going to rain.
Now it's going to be sometime after lunch.
Well, so hold off for a little while. At least I ain't got to walk on in the plant. In the rain, I have to worry about the umbrella. I can just take it in with me and use it on the way out.
But they get mine out of my locker.
Weekend.
Have anything planned, but yesterday Susan's dad, he hasn't been doing well. He's been in, he's got the himself, so his wife, Susan's stepmom, has been taking care of him, and she went to get her hair done yesterday and then started slurring her speech, so the hairdresser called the emergency and that, and they took her to the hospital and maybe a mini stroke and had two arteries that are only 20% open, got an aneurysm in her head and that, and so I don't know what they're going to be doing.
This one going to get your hair done, that's crazy.
She was wanting to take herself out of the hospital, go home so she could take care of, Susan's dad, but it's like, man, if she'd have been home when it happened, she would have never called 911 or anything, and she'd have just been, she'd have just died there in the house from a stroke, and then her dad wouldn't have known nothing. He'd have just been laying there, and no telling how long until somebody figured it out.
In a good place. I know my father-in-law, they said when he had his heart attack a long time ago, he was in a CVS because he had some coupons. If it wasn't for that, he probably wouldn't have made it either.
And I said, when she gets home, Annette, she needs to call somebody every morning and every evening to let us know at least that she's still okay. Because, if she falls out, you don't want her dad laying there for a week.
I'm used to hearing from her in the morning and evening, and at least somebody will call and realize something's wrong before it's too late instead of days later.
Hospital. Maybe she can get out tomorrow, but it's probably more likely Monday. They want to run some tests, do some stuff and that. And I think Susan's brother's checking into, he was a veteran, so checking into any kind of VA nursing homes and stuff like that.
He's going to take care of her dad?
Yeah, right now, he's her brother. Took off of work yesterday and spent the night with him last night, and I guess he's gonna go between there and the hospital back and forth today. Fortunately, they're close together, and then try to figure out something. He don't carry on a conversation or anything, he just lays there.
A 2-meter beam antenna back up about a week or two ago. Ain't nothing been going on. I ain't had nothing. Even FT8, nobody's hardly been on. And I guess, I don't know. I was thinking it was a little busier than that before whenever I was on it. But maybe I'm at the wrong time of year or something. I don't know what's going on.
Me, radio, especially, on HF and that, is more of a wintertime thing. I'm not on as much in the summertime unless the weather's just terrible and I don't really have anything else that I need to be doing.
point. That might be it. I don't know. I can't remember if 2 meters was busy during the wintertime or not. Because, I mean, just kind of weird. I guess nobody does it anymore. And I know there wasn't a ton of people doing it before, but it just kind of feels that way. Because I get on and I check PSK Reporter, you know, every day when I get home. Or if I'm going to get on the radio, I'll get on and check it. You know, I might get on and call CQ a couple times, and that's it. Background and it keeps the clock synced up all the time.
There's a lot of people switched over to, you know, the HF FT8 just because you can get a little bit longer distance contacts.
And that's a definite right there. I mean, there's more people on HF. But it's crazy. If you look at PSK Reporter for Europe on 2 meters, man, they use 2 meter single sideband like crazy. But, like, I mean, graphically, they're probably a little closer, but still.
HF contest, looking for grid squares this weekend. And I forget what the name of it is, but their max power is 100 watts.
I'm focusing on the grid squares I've got. I know some people, they use that as, I guess, kind of push them to make contacts in certain areas. But, because I know QRZ will make
working on trying to get all of them. It's pretty tough.
I mean, 50 states was kind of rough. I had to chase down the last couple. Couldn't imagine trying to get all the grids.
And, what, 48 states confirmed on voice.
Because, I mean, I did mine on, digital FT8, most of it. And I mean, there's some voice contacts in there, but I mean, even the last two, like Hawaii and Alaska, I had to chase them down to where I used ham alerts, and I would specifically look for people, you know, that were spotted from those states, and then I would just go try to make contact with them on FT8.
Have like 7 or 8 Hawaii contacts on voice, but nobody's confirmed it on QRZ. I'm too cheap to pay for a subscription to, you know, to be able to download to Logbook of the World.
Weird. And you know, there's some people I'd make contact with, somebody in Hawaii or New Zealand or something like that, and to get them to confirm the contact, you had to pay for it. It was really weird.
I don't pay for a lot of stuff. I had thought about, I see that they got a subscription to QRZ, but I'm not sure exactly what that gets you.
You know, I've never really considered it for the most part, because it does what I needed to do.
A bunch of lookups that all without a subscription, it only lets you do a few lookups.
I've never run into anything, you know, to tell me that I was out of lookups.
Rather than looking at the map, you know, for the prefix and that, I just type it in and it'll tell you where it's at. And I did that a bunch one day and then it quit me.
Never known that.
Truck today?
Truck today. I decided I was going to drive in. I thought about driving the truck, but it didn't feel like stopping to put diesel fuel in it.
Been pretty good this morning, I just wondered.
I'm on an external antenna, so I mean, it should be a little better, but anytime I gotta run that internal antenna, man, it's crap. In the truck a little bit more soon. I'm turning in my car and the wife's car, and we're gonna go to the bigger X5. I'm gonna lease that.
Dodge coming out with a, well, I don't want to call it a battery, but it's kind of like a hybrid. It's a plug-in, kind of like your car for, you know, 150 miles, but then it has the motor with the generator on it, and it'll get bumping 700 miles a tank.
Oh, sound like a bad setup. I mean, that's actually a reasonable setup. The only thing with 100 and something miles, you would still need a pretty beefy charger. You know, because off a normal power outlet, you're only going to get about 16. You know, most of those are rated at 20 amps. So you're not going to pull the full 20 amps. So mine charges at 16 amps, and it takes 11 and a half hours to get me 20-something miles. I couldn't imagine you would have to have a level 2 charger for a 150-mile battery.
I thought about it, and I guess it runs off a battery until it gets to a certain level, but then the generator comes on.
I like about this car, I wish it had a bigger battery, but... You know, like I said, I contacted Davis Services, and they were going to charge me $2,800, which I'm sure they'd do a good job. But holy crap, $2,800 is a lot of money for a car I didn't own. I mean, if I owned it, I probably would do it. But I'd like to try to find somebody else that might do it a little cheaper. At $1,500, I probably would have done it.
Drop out of the box with some SO cord and just put a plug on it.
Find a little splitter to go behind the dryer. When I need to charge the car, I can just run the cable out the front door and let it charge. I mean, that would work. It would be the greatest solution in the world, but it would actually get the job done. I mean, it ain't like you'd charge every day, because you'd have 200-plus miles before you need to charge.
Hybrid probably isn't going to be the way to go.
Get in the plug-in hybrid, kind of like I got. You do have some battery. If you're just putting around town, you can not use fuel. And if you want to go on longer trips, you've still got the gas engine to be able to do that with.
I can't identify while you were talking.
I got identified, KO4 EES, because I hadn't done it yet.
KN4 TFW.
Time for me to get on and off, because I'm going to pull in the parking lot here in a minute. I'm going to lose it on this internal antenna. So, Ken, you be safe on the rest of your way in, and hopefully you have a great weekend. And we will holler at you Monday morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3, Ken.
All right, 7-3, Andrew. You and the wife and family have an awesome weekend, and maybe I'll catch you then, if not Monday. So have a good one. KN4 TFW.